It's like two separate worlds when it comes to high school. You know, like, the Catholic schools want the Catholic grade scores, and the public schools want the public grade scores.
Exactly.
So for a Catholic school student to go to a public school is, like, a big step over.
This is the first day of my life.
Every neighborhood has a personality. What defines it are the people and the landscape. Where I grew up, in a section of Philadelphia known for its infamous hills, home to traditional bike race, and of course, five Catholic churches within a couple blocks of one another. Because of that, everyone in the area got dressed up on Sunday and walked to church. One of the five. The next day, Monday, all the kids living on every hill got dressed in their jumpers and khakis and walked to school. Catholic school. Fast forward to now, all the kids who went to their parish school continue to attend that same parish into adulthood. The same kids who walked to school now send their kids on the bus to the same classrooms they went to. It's tradition, after all. You have to keep the parish school going strong. My name is Jen Wright, and this is my story about spending 8 years in my parish grade school, and then being one of the only out of my 8th grade class to instead elect to attend a public high school.
Hi, my name is Christine Wright. I'm the mother of Jen Wright.
Give me some background about your choice in sending me to Catholic school.
For grade school, Dad and I just assumed, we always assumed that you and your brother would go to Catholic grade school. It was just our way of life. It's our, you know, we go to Catholic church, and we didn't really consider the local public schools for grade school. High school, we just assumed, again, that we were going to go along with the same thing that we did and go to Catholic high school.
And I go to Hallahan 10.
Chris and I went to the same grade school. We went to school together for what? How many?
Like 5.
We went to school.
Yeah,
we went to school together for 5 years. Before that, we went to different schools to get different Catholic schools, and then graduated together in 8th grade. So, both of us together went through the whole high school process of picking out high schools and looking and. You know, so
I just, like, thought we were gonna get McDevitt.
Yeah, right. Oh, so let's talk about that. So in 7th grade, what? Tell me about that.
I think it might have actually even been like all the way back to 6th grade.
Okay.
And we were just like, oh my god, that's so awesome! This is like definitely the school for us.
Right. So like the idea was, in 7th grade, is the high school's invited the 7th graders to come to the open house and to tour the school and to talk to students. It was the first high school we had ever really gone to. We didn't really know, you know, we knew some things, but it was the first high school we stepped into, and we're like, okay, we could go here. And we just kind of went crazy.
But then, like, looking back on it, I didn't even like it that much.
Yeah, right, it was just high school, and it seemed so interesting, and I think that's why we liked it.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Yeah, I think we just liked it because it was, like, the whole idea of high school, and there weren't that many options, either.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of just, like, leaped at it.
I envisioned you go to Archbishop Carroll, because I liked the idea that it was suburban, that it still drew from other communities that you weren't familiar with, and, of course, it was Catholic. It was something I was familiar with. I kind of knew what you would be exposed to already.
So it was familiar.
Yeah, very familiar.
Okay. What did it take to persuade you to consider and then approve SLA?
Well, at first, I was willing to just go along with you discussing SLA, because I didn't know anything about it. I knew that we knew a family that had their daughter go there, but I wasn't that familiar with her experiences there. And of course, I still assumed you were going to go along with the Catholic way that we were thinking, which is a good education too, but I know you wanted to look into SLA, so I did go along. We had a little stumbling blocks in the area of that. We didn't know we were going to have to transfer out of Archdiocese into public school.
When we were in grade school, like, we only knew of Catholic grade schools. Like, we had never been really exposed to anything else. Like, we may have knew some kids who went to public schools, but, like, you know, I know some of my perceptions of the other, like, I was, like, public grade school. Like, those schools are bad. Like, I did not think that they were getting, like, good. Like, what did you think of the grade schools in our neighborhood, the public schools?
I have nothing against public schools, but I think that in our area anyway, it was kind of just looked at as a bad thing because the only three we have that aren't charter are, like, pretty bad. You don't want to be there.
Right.
So I think that's kind of why it was always, like, Catholic school is my safe zone.
Definitely.
Because we didn't have as many problems as the other public school grade schools around us have.
Everyone goes to Catholic school. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just a thing. Our parents went, so we went.
I can honestly say, though, I feel like if the public schools around us cleaned up their act, I don't think as many people would go to Catholic school. I think that a lot of people only go because it's more of... Not so much that you... Because a lot of people aren't even Catholic that go there. It's more of just kind of like, it's a private school.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think people feel safer with going there if the public schools around you are bad.
Definitely. Tell me what shadowing day was. Remember in 8th grade when we had to, like, what was that all about?
8th grade universal day?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much where you have to pick a Catholic school since you go to Catholic grade school, and it's like you don't get marked absent. You pick one school you want to go to, and you pretty much live the life as a high schooler there. Like, everyone else from the school has off, and it's pretty much just a way to, like, persuade you to come to that high school. You get to go from class to class and all that fun jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And give a feel for what what it's like.
Right, definitely. So that was, like, for me, that was personally one opportunity that, like, I mean, I still was considering the Catholic school that I was considering, but I pretty much knew I was going to SLA already, and I still had to go, like, because of the way that, like, my parents were and all, like, my mom still wanted me to see it, so that was, like, hard for me, because I went there, and I was like, this is so cool, you know, it's a high school, and I could see myself here, but I was still already pretty decided on SLA.
What do you think of how my grade school responded to me expressing desire to go to a public school?
Well, in reference to the grade school, well, they never really heard of SLA. So first off, they were like, what? Where? And I didn't feel that they were negative, but they didn't encourage it either. Like, there were instructions we needed in order to process our applications through the public school, but they didn't really assist us with that. They didn't coach us, not as if we were being coached to go to a Catholic school. Like, if we had needed help to go to McDevitt, they were all over it, you know, but because we were talking about going to go to your school visitation day and things, they really weren't into that being involved with SLA.
The 8th grade breakfast that we had, which was really cool that we had, that was like a little celebration. We had breakfast with our parents, so it was like 8th grade, we're almost over, we're almost graduating. And
in the 8th grade, there's a breakfast that the 7th graders put on to celebrate for the 8th graders that they're going to leave. And the tradition is that there's like a presentation of a gift bag. There are like trinkets and like things associated with the school that you've chosen.
Oh, see, that one was like a little bit of funny, uncomfortable experience for me because I knew what I was getting. My mom had to buy it.
Well, when they were preparing for it, the parents contacted me and said that if I wanted you to have a gift in your gift bag, that I would need to procure them on my own. Now, at first, I really did feel that they were just saying because it's a public school to go ahead and do it. Now, of course, there's other reasons behind it, but that's what made it oversensitive to us, is that they were not acting as if they would procure them, where it was okay for everybody to just assume that they would have all the stuff for the Catholic schools available for these gift bags. Now, of course, I did get things. I wanted to. I wanted to make your presentation nice, so I brought things from SLA. But that was a good example of how I felt that they ostracized us against the whole, you know, Catholic school and public versus public school thing. That they really didn't give two craps if your bag was empty.
I mean, one of the best stories I have of, like, doing something that really showed that, like, I wasn't just going to give up on SLA because of how I had that crazy thing with my transcript, which was kind of symbolic in a way that, like, I had to get a transfer. Like, I wasn't in the public school system. I had to go downtown and apply for, like, a transfer paper to get into the district.
Well, the transcripts, they did send them from the school when we requested it. However, the transcript process to go from Catholic to public has to also do with us applying, basically, to the public school system. And that's, like, considered a transfer. And we didn't know that.
we didn't understand that part of it, and here the school board had just transferred you to Saul. We didn't know that you had been transferred to Saul, and that wasn't one of our choices. But because we didn't know and understand about the forms involved at the time, when we became aware of it, we went to the school board on our own, to the Philadelphia School District, and had to go to someone personally to help us to backtrack, to be where we were supposed to be in time for graduation, whereas everyone else was already at that point. Everyone else, I'm inferring, they were going to the Catholic schools. Their transfers were in, their transcripts had been sent, their files had been started at their public, at their new schools. But for us, we were kind of behind behind that system. We were a little behind. And the girl at the school board was really helpful, and she helped us and provided us with the forms that we needed so that Saul didn't think you were going there, because they did.
So my transcript was sitting up at the school district, not neither being approved or denied, because I never got the approval from the two other schools. So I would have never known I had gotten into SLA. I never got a letter. I never got a letter that everyone else got to say that they got in from SLA. I had to go downtown. I called Mr. Lehman. I just couldn't accept the fact that I didn't get in. I was devastated. I couldn't believe that I didn't. And when I found out I did, I was like so relieved and couldn't believe it. Obviously, I mean, I was, you know, very, very happy. So I feel like in a way that was symbolic. Like if I hadn't fought for it,
you might not
Exactly. I might not be where I am.
Because you might have just accepted, like, okay, I didn't get in, so.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder where I'd be.
Because it makes you seem really, like, that you were so motivated to definitely go where you are. Definitely. Which says a lot. And, I mean, you like it there, so I guess it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Like, some kids, like, for the most part, everyone at SLA, that was their first choice. But a couple here and there I've talked to, and they're like, oh, this is my second choice. And I'm like, how? Like, how is that even, like, possible? Like, that was, like, my ultimate goal to get into SLA. It was, like...
I think, overall, looking back, I think that we all ended up, like, right where we were supposed to be. Like, seeing you now versus, like, 2 years ago, I think SLA is, like, the perfect place for you. And now, for me, like, I can't imagine myself being anywhere else but Hallahan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's a good thing. I think it is, like... If you feel like you're meant for a good public school and you can find a really good public school and you're dedicated to it, I think it's a great thing if you end up going. The schooling can be just as good at a public school and, like, the same as it is at a Catholic school. I just think that I agree with you, like, the transition from going to one is different. So if you're going to switch from a Catholic school to a public school, that's, like, a huge step over. Because those two things don't ever mix well together. So whenever, no matter which way you're going, whenever you cross that line, I always think it's going to, like, it takes a lot of effort to do that.
Is that they didn't get to put you as a feather in their cap.
Exactly.
Because you were totally going to say, I'm ready to make my own way, and my morals and my family values are set, and I can make my way out in the world.
Exactly.
And that it's not this big, big world of public schools. SLA is a protected environment. It's not something you're not learning on the street corner. it's a certified school with certified educators and, you know, a great program.
Going to Catholic high school, I just feel like it would have been a new building, a new teacher, and there would have been no change.
20 years of schooling, I just never learned the math. That one and one don't equal two. They're all
first heard of SLA 3 years ago, the beginning of 8th grade 2.5 years ago, scholarship tests for Catholic high schools 2 years 4 months ago, interview at SLA 2 years 3 months ago, got into SLA 1 year 11 months ago, graduated from 8th grade and said goodbye to Catholic school 1 year 8 months ago, crossed the threshold of SLA by my choice 1 year 5 months ago. Mom's still asking me if I'm happy and me still telling her the truth. I was 8 months ago. Me making this today. Applying to college 1 year from now. Getting into college 2 years from now. Graduating SLA, still my choice, 2 years, 4 months from now. Knowing I can make choices and they'll always be my own. I'm Jen Wright, and this was my story.